Today I have 11 humorous answers to dumb Google searches. You may wonder how I will make this turn out to be both useful and humorous, but have a little faith, my Google searching friend. This is a list of my answers to some of the dumbest Google searches I recently found in my server logs. I love SEO. There, I said it. I really do love my work, although it is usually much more fun to do it than to explain it to people. I'm the first to suspect that, as I've often said, when I go to hell, they will have me selling SEO. Yes, it is fun to do it, but torturous to explain it. One of the reasons I love SEO so much is the great humor and insight to the human mind that it offers. This is one of those reasons you may sometimes find me to be condescending and uppity, because there really are truly some dumb people out there. Yes, it makes me a prick, but actually more of a pecker. Reference new SEO acronym to replace SEO by 2012, another article I wrote a while back. It's kind of fun. It takes all types to make a species, but wow, just wow. I'm a fan of people, but sometimes I have to feel just a little tinge of embarrassment for the floaters in our genetic pool. The term SEO, for the uninitiated, is an acronym for search engine optimization. And as a practitioner in the field, it means that I can generally rank in the top of the list for damn near anything I choose. That is why companies pay me to provide this service for them. Yeah, can you believe it? Being ranked at the top of search results is actually worth paying for. That's totally crazy. I know. Don't hate me for it, because it comes with a touch of insanity and a good dose of time. Well, like over a decade of practice and studying SEO to know what works. A good amount of this particular achievement comes down to having a squillion website links pointing to my blog from other websites, and having just a touch of Murnahanism wit and charm. Okay, you can call it bullshit, or whatever you like, but let's face it, some websites will rank well with search engines, and some will never be indexed for popular searches. This one ranks particularly well, which comes with a great potential for humor. I previously wrote about the downside of being obsessed with statistics and over-monitoring of user data, but it is also very important to know how people are finding a website. It tells us what we need to know and how to make things even better. When you dig really deep, it can sometimes make hot coffee shoot uncontrollably from your nose as you laugh. This is especially the case when you try to picture what in the world those people were actually hoping to find in their online search. Note, although I am a huge proponent of targeting a market based on specific propensity of readers to become a customer or to refer business, targeting is why I write things to attract specific searches from specific people. For example, I wrote about NASCAR start and park teams to reach the racing community while offering good marketing thoughts. With the good comes the bad, and sometimes it all goes wonky. If you rank well for the useful search terms, it always comes with unexpected absurdities. Although some of these may not seem so humorous on the surface, if you squint and look closely, there is something just a bit funny going on here. Each of these searches have come in many variations of the search, and each is an actual verbatim quote taken from the top 5,000 searches to my website analytics within the past 30 days. Dumb Google search number one, ice cream for sore bum. Okay, I hate to drop this little peach so early, but this one does set a certain tone. This is an actual search that has been repeated in many various forms, including some that were probably typed urgently, like what's good for hemorrhoids? Twitter, of course. It leads users to an article that asks, is Twitter good for SEO? The article may actually be useful, but I didn't write this one for bums. If your butt hurts, I really don't have a lot for you. But dozens of people seem to think that ice cream may help. Dumb Google search 2. Can your testicles reconnect themselves? I can forgive this fellow for misspelling testicles and for not realizing that themselves is actually just one word. This came from a Korean-speaking individual in Burke, Virginia, USA. What I picture is a really frustrated little Korean guy sitting cross-legged at his computer screaming at his lover and murmuring, "You better be right, woman! Oh, I kill you!" I actually took a screen capture of this one when it happened. My guess is that he did not want to call 911 just in case he actually ended up killing somebody. I hope that poor guy is all right. I also hope he doesn't come for my testicles for wasting his precious moment with my article titled SEO, Social Media, and Marketing Balls. In my defense, I did not use the word testicle in the article even once, and there was no medical advice. Dumb Google search 3, best hookers. I suppose I kind of asked for this one when I titled an article, Hookers Write the Best Blogs. What I didn't realize at the time was just how many people would be performing Google image searches for pictures of hookers. I searched it one time just to see what they were seeing. A few transsexual hookers and other creepy images later, I washed my eyes out with Listerine and vowed to never do that again. Dumb Google search 4. Buy termites online. Who knew that termites were so in demand? I see a lot of variations for the query of where to buy termites. Although I'm sure a number of these people are seeking to study termites in their laboratory, it makes me wonder how many angry ex-husbands are dumping those voracious little monsters around the foundations of their former homes. For those looking for termites, I offer this article titled, Things You Cannot Sell Online. Termites are not one of those things, and it's highly unlikely that what you sell is on the list too. Dumb Google search 5, blog trolls. I wonder what they want with a blog troll. I'm sure some people are just looking for a picture of a blog troll, but nobody I know has actually ever seen one. They sneak around in the shadows of the internet. Here's what I had to say about them. Here's a link to a few words about blog trolls and lurkers. It's kind of funny, a little bit. Dumb Google search 6, cheap sutures. This one is really dumb for a couple reasons. Sutures are those things they use to stitch up people after surgery. They generally come in at an extremely high cost to we consumers. I guess maybe there's not enough markup in the medical field, so they have to find their sutures cheap so they can earn an extra $4 on a $40,000 surgery. The other reason this one cracks me up is that I was once contracted to place a client at the top of searches for cheap sutures. They still owe me many tens of thousands of dollars, but then that is why I now hold 5 of the top 10 search results for their company name, Suture Express, along with their coveted cheap sutures and the names of each of their executives. Oops. Dumb Google search 7. What happens if I set up a Facebook page and don't use it? This one should be simple. What else could a person logically expect would happen? Your computer will be infected with a virus that causes it to explode into a squillion pieces. I would not suggest this, especially with a laptop, but if it happens to you, just Google me when you need those testicles reconnected. In case you need to know more about Facebook or their computer exploding virus, here's some more information on the topic. Read my articles, How to Add Facebook Comments to a Blog and Improve Search Ranking. That's pretty good stuff. Facebook Marketing, Pages, Customer Modeling, Promoting, and Awesomeness. That's a 4-step guide to how to really get more out of Facebook. Facebook Profiles are not for business. Facebook Pages are. And then another, Facebook Page Changes and New Settings You Should Know. If that doesn't tell you enough about Facebook, you know, there's more. But really, if you need those testicles reconnected, just Google old Mark. Dumb Google Search 8, SEO Meta Tags. This one is actually a very popular search, and it blows my mind. I mean, seriously, just look at the source code on any one of my blog's pages if you need a mental readjustment of the topic of SEO tips. I'd like to give you a quote from the article these search patrons find. As long as there are people who ask, do meta tags help with SEO, there will be plenty of people to con them out of their money. I hope you're not searching for information about meta tags. If so, you really should stick around and read some more. Dumb Google Search 9. What to do when you're too good at your job? My answer would perhaps be to quit your job and seek something better. Please just don't make it a writing career unless you at least learn the difference between your and your. Sure, maybe there's no big deal, but if you're too good at your job, you're probably going to need a better resume writer. This search landed the user on an article titled, Are You Too Good at Your Job? But what I think they really needed was to learn about Cousin Prawley in the article titled, Grammatical Reasons They're Taking Their Business Over There. Another idea for being too good at your job is to give it all up and become an SEO and social media expert. That seems to be mighty damn popular in searches, too. Dumb Google Search 10, things people find. My first thought here is, huh? I'm not so sure why, but a lot of searches just don't make any sense to me at all. Apparently, a limited few people are trying to find things people find. Yes, literally, things people find. What they actually find is an article titled Crazy Things People Search For, which addresses the ways people use search engines. It kind of goes well with this piece, so you may enjoy it. Dumb Google Search 11. How much does SEO cost? This one actually comes with a whole lot of related searches that are equally as ridiculous. Some of those are social media rates, SEO hourly rate, how much does it cost for SEO, social media marketing cost, how much will a social media strategy cost, and literally thousands more. What these searchers are obviously completely terrified and confused about is that there is a vast difference from one SEO to another. Asking the cost without knowing what to expect or understanding that it is not about cost, but rather increased profit, is about as wasteful and dumb as any question ever asked. Have you seen the Grand Canyon? I would like to submit that the difference in good SEO and bad SEO makes that thing look like a crack in a sidewalk. My dumb summary of dumb Google searches. I guess 11 is enough for now. I gave you a whole lot of truly useful links dispersed throughout this article. So if you're listening on the podcast, you gotta check out the article. There's some good stuff there. In fact, probably enough that if you sit there and read them all at once, it will make your bum hurt. So please bookmark the page, get yourself some ice cream to sit in, come back and take some time checking them out. Also, please add your comments and tell me how you arrived here. If you're that poor Korean fella represented in the image that's on the blog here, I'd love to know how things turned out. If you're not that Korean guy, be sure you subscribe, because I've got a whole lot more where this came from. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.